An advisory group that's helping NCDOT review the $650 million toll lane project on I-77 will meet again Thursday to offer final recommendations. Some members want to cancel the deal, but it could come at a steep price. WFAE's David Borax has more.
The group has been studying a consultant's recommendations for revising or terminating NCDOT's 50-year contract with I-77 Mobility Partners. The private company is building and will operate toll lanes on 26 miles of the congested interstate from uptown Charlotte to the Lake Norman area. Corneliustown board member Kurt Noss is on the advisory committee and opposes the project.
People are saying that we're going to have some sort of a unanimous recommendation. I don't think we're going to get unanimity. I think we're going to get consensus about some pragmatic termination options on the I-77 toll contract.
Consultant Mercator Advisors suggested a range of options last fall, allowing trucks in the toll lanes, letting vehicles with two occupants ride toll-free instead of three, and offering frequent user discounts. Most of the attention during the meetings has been on an option called complete and delete. In that scenario, the contractor would finish construction, then DOT would pay off the company and eliminate the toll lanes. The only problem? State officials say that could cost between $392 million and $623 million, not including any design or construction changes. That's just an estimate. A formal appraisal would be needed to come up with a true cost. Noss thinks the project's value is $150 million or less. He and other project critics are pushing yet another option, which Noss calls complete and modify. The contract would be terminated, but one of the two toll lanes would be converted to a conventional lane. The remaining toll lane would be operated by the state. Governor Roy Cooper says he wants to do something by the end of the year, but it's not clear where the state would find the money to end the deal. The I-77 express lanes are due to open by year's end. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.